Hello, and welcome to the Virtual Leftovers Podcast. I'm here with
Dad Cookies,
Uggster,
and returning. And it almost worked. Oh well, we're moving on because I'm not repeating that again. All right, so today we're going to talk about a few different things, jumping back and forth from DC and Marvel, obviously, because that's all we ever talk about, really.
What is there else to talk about?
In today's age, if you don't want to get political, then nothing.
Flat Earth, come on, guys.
Oh, jeez. God.
I know the Earth is flat because I fell off at once. It hurt.
All right, yeah, anyway.
I was at a table and you were drunk.
Oh, yeah.
So this will be a... For the very beginning of this podcast, we are going to dwell into something a little bit more. Michael B. Jordan being rumored to play Superman.
But not.
Those rumors are true, but he's actually denied the fact that he will be Superman. But he said that if he were to be cast as a Superman, he wouldn't want it to be the Superman everyone knows. He would want it to be the Earth 23 Calvin Ellis Superman, also known as the Black Superman. Yeah, we're going down.
Wow.
Yeah, we're getting there.
So wouldn't that make him Black Man?
Oh, God.
No, we already have
Super
one.
Super Black Man.
We already have one of those. No, it's Super
so
Black.
So this podcast will never see the light of day, just saying.
Oh, God.
So he's so super black when he comes back to the planet from space. Oh, you can't see stars anymore because it's all white everywhere?
So apparently Calvin Ellis first appeared on File Crisis number 7 as an African-American version of Superman who was a president of the United States. As president, Calvin Ellis, like Clark Kent, he escaped Krypton's destruction as a baby and was raised by human parents on Earth. He was created by Grant Morrison as an homage to Barack Obama. I could have told you that.
Wow. He does look like Barack Obama.
Yeah, well, yeah. So I gotta say, I'd be okay with this. Mainly because it's not the same thing as taking a character that's been a certain way
for many years.
Ever since they were created, and altering them.
Flash Thompson.
Johnny Storm, the last guy that, before Killmonger, the last superhero that Michael B. Jordan played, which, Anyways,
nothing on irritation. The actor,
movie. You know, a lot of things. And I just want to clarify ahead of time. Like, I'm not racist or anything. It's just I believe that if you're going to say that you can't whitewash, you also can't color wash. I believe in multiculturalism in films, and especially nerdy films like Marvel, because Black Panther was a huge success.
As we said before, the Black Panther was wow.
But you know, it's just like these are established characters. I'm all for multiculturalism, but like if you can't find, there's tons of characters out there that are colored, and if you can't find one, make one up of your own. Do something new. Don't take characters that have been, as he pointed out, Flash Thompson, who's usually pictured as like a 6 foot tall, blonde haired, blue eyed guy. He'd be Hitler's perfect soldier, but you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Point is, he's been that way since
he was created.
Yeah. But you know, it's
comments.
He's what, like Hispanic now or whatever in the news.
He's Indian.
He's Indian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's close.
But you know, I believe.
Yes, it was.
Yes, comment session. Yes, that was.
But yeah, no, there's a lot of issues with multiculturalism.
I'm an old man, leave me alone. I'm allowed to be racist.
It doesn't matter, man.
Because I'm a dickhead.
Yeah. And you know, so I just want to point that out real quick, just because that's one of the big trending moments right now is Michael B. Jordan might play.
If anyone's being
that. Superman that you don't know.
If anyone's getting.
Oh yeah, 100%. But to move on to another DC character, Deadshot in the Suicide Squad sequel. From announcements, Will Smith will not be returning as the character.
Not at all. Oh well.
It looks like
probably doesn't want to get made fun of for making another shitty movie.
Will Smith will not be reprising his role as the assassin Deadshot in Warner Bros. And DC's new Suicide Squad film from James Gunn.
James Gunn is going to be handling it. In that case, it would actually be a good movie.
It might be. Maybe. We'll see.
I mean, he pulled off both the Guardians of the Galaxy movies. And from what I understand, they're still going with his treatment for Volume 3.
Ooh. Yeah.
I mean, it'd be nice if, you know, Disney would pull their heads out of their backsides and rehire him.
It would be. And that whole controversy around James Gunn was just ridiculous anyways. Like, they took...
It's because people got their butts hurt, so they're like, well, I'm going to ruin your life because of shit you did 10 years ago that you already apologized for, but we're going to bring it back up now and say we're all offended.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I get Marvel's choice, you know. They had to do something. Everyone was freaking out on them. But, I mean, how much money were you really going to lose? How much money were you... Exactly. If you just held your ground and stuck by the guy, who, at this point, time has passed and he realized he fucked up and was saying some really shitty things.
Well, yeah, he even apologized for it back then. He apologized. He called out on it back then and he apologized. Yep. And he'd never done anything, at least publicly, since.
I'm lost.
James Gunn. The whole controversy where he had said some...
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, man, I'm bad.
Anyways.
I stepped away for a moment.
So, yeah, and it's nice that DC's going to give him a shot, but at the same time, I don't see it going too well just because it's DC.
Yeah.
Seems like no matter who they get, it never ends well. Now, from what it sounds like he's not going to be coming back to the Suicide Squad based on other movies he's working on. It seems to be a scheduling conflict. Yeah, well, no, Aladdin's already done filming.
Yeah, it's supposed to be out
May 24th.
Oh, I don't read.
But yeah, so those are all. That's about as much as I like to talk about DC. DC's
only like 7 minutes.
Not even. Yeah, about that. A little over.
All right.
To move on from that,
Marvel.
Mattman over here pointing out something great. Apparently, there's going to be some interesting new developments in Hulu's Marvel Universe. It almost feels like they're kind of making fun of Netflix's because they went and got the Offenders together. They're going to be making some animated series based on MODOK, Hitmonkey, Tigger and Dazzler, Howard the Duck, and then one final one that's going to be the Offenders. Sounds familiar if you ask me. Yeah. I feel like those are going to be interesting. I'm actually kind of excited to see where they go with this. Because we all know the last time we saw Kevin, Howard the Duck.
Movie.
Yeah. Some people stand by the movie, others don't.
Yeah, well, that's all for 1986. It was
just like, whatever, it's kind of dumb. But
But I am going to point out something interesting in these nice little messages here. Sounds like Kevin Smith is going to be co-writing at least Howard the Duck.
Really?
Yeah.
Kevin Smith's
going to be participating in it. All right,
I'm down.
Yeah. So we're going to see Patton Oswalt and MODOK. Let's see, what else do we got for news on these shows? It doesn't look like any of the other ones really have any casting announcements.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything for any casting yet, but...
Oh, Patton Oswalt's not going to be...
Yeah, he's going to be a writer. On MODOK.
All right. I feel like Patton Oswalt could have made a good MODOK, though. He's got... Even if it wasn't...
I'm not going to lie. Some of your tweets are fucking hilarious.
Messed up, man. James Gunn tweets.
Wow.
Could you not guess, you know, ruined already?
Yeah.
So, that's about as far of planning as we got. Didn't really think that through very well. I think I'm going to spend the next week planning ahead this time instead of doing it right before.
Well, let's take this off. I saw today that there's another Star Wars movie coming out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yay.
Yeah, I heard it's going to be called Episode 9.
Yeah, George Lucas strikes back. But no, it's Jedi Fallen Order.
Oh, it's a new video game, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was... Oh, it's a new
it's a video game.
Oh, really? I thought it was a movie.
Yeah, Fallen Order or something like that.
Well, I know Fallen Order 60...
Order 66.
Yeah.
See, there, the thing is I'm concerned with, though, is if there was also, you know, Star Wars 1313 or something like that.
Okay. I guess I see it.
So, right there, what are you doing?
All I saw was on Facebook.
Star Wars 1313 video game.
It ended up getting canceled.
Oh, wow.
I think it was supposed to be a... I think it was supposed to be an online...
Really?
Huh.
Kind of. It was supposed to be a... I can't remember if it was supposed to be an MMORPG or...
Wow, this was... Like,
and this one's like, wow. Not... This one wouldn't have been from EA either. So that's good.
Would have been LucasArts.
Oh. But the Jedi Fallen Order is from EA. Great. That's...
Yeah.
Ugh. EA? They're the ones that kind of ruined...
Battlefront 2.
Yeah.
With all the... buy, you know, pay to get ahead crap.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we always love that.
So...
I just freaking hate that kind of crap.
Yeah.
You can't be the best.
There's not a lot of good there.
I don't know what you're talking about. I do not.
I mean, I can kind of, you know, if... you know, I don't mind, you know, free to play, if you want to, you know, buy stuff, fine, but, you know...
When you're paying
make
already.
That eligible, you know, still be something that, you know, free players can still attain by earning stuff and not make it, oh, if you want this at all,
by doing
you're going to fork over, you know, $20.
Especially
when you're not a free-to-play game.
Oh, yeah.
So people already paid like $60-$70 for you, and
just
then
have to pay for more.
Now
shit.
You pay
that's
more.
Why I hate, you know, nothing I hate is like the DLC for video games. You know why? You
okay,
know, if you're gonna do this kind of crap, why not wait until you got it all done, put it on the freaking disc at once instead of saying, well, okay, you just spent, you know, $60-$70 on, you know, this game. Oh, well, you know what? It's not entirely done. Because, hey, look, we've got some more levels for you. It's going to cost you $20.
Well,
for some video games, that's the case.
And in other video games, like...
It's just another story.
Yeah. It's a...
Like, add-on to the main...
And also, a lot of places will make it to where it's like... The reason why they'll do that is to kind of keep you interested. Because they're working on a sequel or something.
Yeah, like Bethesda. You know,
and they usually don't charge too much for... For those kind of things, they don't charge too much.
That's
for
a different situation.
DLC.
You know?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, I don't have a gaming system anymore.
Yeah.
But, you know, when I did, I'd hate walking in, checking out, like, hey, there's a new, you know, as a wife and I really loved the Lego, the licensed Lego games. You know, Star Wars,
we
Lego
all
Indiana Jones, you know, The Hobbit, Lego, Lord of the Rings, so on and so forth.
One of my favorite ones was.
What I hate is I happen to see the new Lego Star Wars Force Awakens. I'm like, okay, and then I saw Season Pass. I'm like, what the fuck monkeys is that? And I'm like, yep.
Nope.
You know, but by that point, I didn't have my Xbox anymore, so...
You know, in some games...
Wouldn't matter
anyways,
the wife kept using it for watching freaking Netflix on it anyways.
In some games, I could understand that, but a Lego game? Uh-oh. I'm sorry, you're... No. What?
Pizza roll.
Oh. Great, Uxer's trying to burn the house down.
Yay!
Again.
Oh,
hey, at least he's not trying to flood the house this time.
Yeah.
So fun little story to embarrass Dead Cookies over here. One morning, I wake up to him screaming bloody murder because he had broken our sink trying to get the dishwasher off of it.
I guess I don't know my own strength.
Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah. We didn't have a sink for a few days, and we had to buy a brand new one.
We didn't have to.
No, we didn't. Landlord wanted one.
Usher sleeps like a goddamn rock and didn't hear a goddamn thing.
I will give you this, though. That bedroom back there, like, once you close that door, it's pretty much dead silent to the rest of the house.
Pretty much.
So I love the...
Well, anyways. Yeah, the only person who heard me screaming was him.
That was just...
And I was already took in a shower by that point.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, the water was already all over me.
Maybe the sink that you're smelling is like, hey, take another.
Wow. No, step, I'm saying the sink gave me a shower.
Yeah.
Like, step closer to the water this time.
Come here.
Actually, get in the water.
So, before the podcast...
No, I'll just come there.
But before the podcast, you mentioned something about you needing to make a retraction of a statement you made in the last one?
Oh, yeah. Regarding the slice of the Ectotron train hop exclusive. He's actually a bigger size figure than I was originally believing he was, so he's only... The exclusivity price of him is only $20 standard over the standard retail price of that same size class. So if he was mass released, it would only be $30 instead of the $50 at the
gotcha
at the store of its exclusivity. rumors spoke with the Hugh.
Yeah, I know. I'm having a hard time.
I didn't know. Rumors were.
I know.
Rumors.
I hate you guys.
There you go. That's the right word. Google knows how to spell.
What?
It's just a thing made by people.
No way.
I know.
That's awesome.
Actually, if you heard, this has been here for many, many years.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Chris that's not.
Pine wanted for.
That's not gonna happen. All right, so Chris Pine was wanted for Green Lantern apparently, but that's definitely not gonna happen now with his Steve Trevor performance in Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Oh, that really killed some.
Ben Hardy will be Archangel X-Men Apocalypse.
How long ago was this?
I'm not sure. Hold on. We're looking at an article about casting rumors that could happen.
Scroll up.
It'd be nice if there was a date on the frickin' article.
Right?
Huh? Nope. Which one did you pick?
Wow, that was in 2015. Yeah.
Yeah.
That doesn't really work. All right, I'm just going to go look at images and just see. Oh, I saw this.
Chasm?
Yeah, that would have been not a good one.
Morbio is Joker. It's like Ronda Rousey is Cat Marvel.
Jeez.
So, yeah, there's definitely some casting rumors that are going on that
some very bad problems.
Definitely aren't good. I just want to point out that I think Zachary Levi is a great choice for Shazam, and based on the trailers, I'm actually excited for a DC movie for once, which is high appraisal for me.
Have you actually seen Aquaman still?
No.
Watch it.
I know I need to watch it.
It comes out digital next Tuesday.
I know I need to watch it. I've already got it.
And we, wife and I finally got around to watching Into the Spider-Verse.
Oh.
So I need to get to watching that.
On Tuesday. Oh, geez. It's awesome. And again, it's a Marvel movie, so there is a... My wife forgot.
And it won an Oscar.
And there's a... It won Best Animated Picture.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Anyway, the wife forgot that it was a Marvel movie and killed the movie before we got to the post-credit scene.
Oh.
So she had to fast-forward, you know, fire it back up, fast-forward, and finally got to watch it.
Alright.
I was kind of disappointed that character wasn't in the movie proper, but it was still pretty cool to kind of see him. One of my favorite Spider-Mans.
That was a brilliant way to not spoil anything. Yes. I love that.
Although I know they are planning.
No, I'm trying to think what Spider-Man. Oh, okay, that's weird. You didn't have to yell it. I wasn't going to yell my answer.
I didn't yell. I still did. Probably picked up. Sorry, we're quietly arguing. Anyways.
But I do hope they are planning on some spin-offs based on some, I don't know for sure which characters from the movie, but I believe Spider-Gwen is one of them. I don't know. Let's see.
Peter Porker?
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if Spider-Ham is going to be one of them or not, but I do know that they are planning some more, and I do hope that they kind of go with some of the other clones, like the Kane.
Oh,
Scarlet
yeah,
Spider.
Yeah, I'd like to see yeah, some. Because
I love that book that when they made him a spider, you know, actually be Spider-Man ish. Yeah.
Which
the Scarlet Spider, because I loved his costume. Mm-hmm. All red with the black mask and the red eyes. Mm-hmm.
I did enjoy that in Spider-Man Homecoming, they kind of made an homage almost to Ben Reilly's Scarlet Spider.
Yeah, with the hoodie.
They did it in reverse, though, which I found interesting. Because, like, to a casual fan, they wouldn't really notice. It's just like, oh, it's a homemade suit. But then, if you really pay attention, it's like, that is almost the exact opposite color scheme of...
Yeah, buddy.
A little overdone?
Mm-hmm. Slightly overdone pizza rolls.
Awesome!
Yeah, slightly crisp. A little bit?
But anyway... I heard that crunch. That's... Anyways...
I wonder if the podcast recorder here picked that up.
Probably.
Do you want to bring those in here?
No.
Anyways. Looks like you got volunteered to anyway, sir.
Hey.
You're standing up. God, lazy bastards. Alrighty. Anyway, so where were we? We were talking about Spider-Man.
I think those two were my last two anyways. That's pretty crunchy.
Oops.
Anyways. So back to Spider-Man and other things. I don't know if I pointed this out last week.
You probably did.
But it's on the Spider-Man eating a... hot dog thing. Did I point that out last week?
That is not made out of
pig. Otherwise, it'd be cannibalism. It's made out of human meat.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah. So that scene where he's swinging through the city eating a hot dog, he's eating human.
Sweet.
That was confirmed. And I love that was confirmed.
And I love that one scene. It's like, do animals talk in this universe? Because I don't want to freak them out.
He didn't want to worry
the animals.
I found it interesting whenever John Mulaney was cast as a Spider-Man character. I was like, really?
Oh,
who would that be?
Chris Pine was a Spider-Man.
Yeah, he was Noir, wasn't he? Or
no, he was the Peter Parker on Miles.
Oh, yeah.
In Miles' reality.
Gotcha. Who was it that was the Noir? Was that Nicolas Cage?
Yeah, Nicolas Cage was Spider-Man Noir.
Gotcha.
Oh, wow.
Haley Steinfeld, she was Spider-Gwen. You may know her.
Gotcha.
You've seen Ender's Game. Zelda, I think was her character's name. And then, you know, and she was in the second and third Pitch Perfect movies, and she was Charlie in the Bumblebee movie.
Gotcha.
I know who you are.
For bringing up Ender's Game... there's an interesting thing. The main actor, I'm going to butcher his name.
Probably.
Asa Butterfield. It's probably not how you say his name, but...
that's his name.
I'll show you that's his name.
Please tell me that's his name.
Asa Butterfield.
That is beautiful.
Oh, damn. Yeah, I'm not...
Yep.
I will pass,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, I told you.
Ungster.
It's like chips.
Ungster charred the
pizza rolls.
Oops.
Anyways, he was one of the people that was in the lead for the role of Peter Parker.
I would have seen that.
Tom Holland literally backflipped into his audition, so.
Yeah, because he was already, you know, gymnastically talented.
Yeah.
Yeah, and apparently he had a. He had been kind of practicing exactly how he was going to enter the audition for months. It was great. But yeah, so
you said something about, you know, kind of jokingly talking about maybe, you know, he should go to like an American high school to see how, you know, get the feel for it.
Oh my God.
For in the movie.
And then Marvel was like, yeah, no, that's okay. Great. Let's do that.
Let's go. And you're like, wait, what?
Let's not.
You're like, no, man, I was kidding.
That was not serious. They would chew me up.
then apparently Marvel sent him to some, like, private school for geniuses.
Oh.
Which is not something you do to some foreign student who's never been to American school. It's like, I mean, I get why, because they wanted it to be private and, you know,
not,
hush.
Not so
Can I say that he stuck the roll with his landings?
And Unser comes in with another tally on the puns. This is going to be a weak occurrence. I'm going to start a pun chart.
Yeah, we need to just get like a whiteboard right there, and just every time you punch, yeah.
Every time, just slice.
But you need to have, you know, good puns or bad puns.
Yeah. Okay. They're all bad, sorry. But anyways.
It's like deserving of applause or shotgun blast to the face.
I'm about to. someone change the subject. I'm about anyways, to make the bad pun.
No, we're moving on. But anyways, no, I just, I remember seeing the whole story about it, him doing that. What I find comical, though, is Tohan has a couple of things that are interesting.
I was going to say, like,
he needs kind of a puppet master whenever he does interviews.
Yeah,
now.
Handler.
He's not allowed to do interviews alone.
Yeah,
really. He needs someone to reach over.
And Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah, they're, Mark, they're both yeah, they're being really bad at
spoilers. Mark like, Ruffalo. You heard about the one where, at the one screening of Avengers,
live streamed.
They came out before
the first,
the movie,
like, 15 minutes.
And he thought that they just watched the movie, not realizing that he was, mm-hmm. you know, had his timelines backwards there. And he goes, I'm still alive! Kind of giving away Ooh. That he, you know, died at the end.
I did not hear that one. I heard about him live streaming the first 15 minutes of Avengers Infinity War.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Mark Ruffalo, he's yeah.
But he's still alive.
For now.
For now. I mean, hey, he might.
Can we just talk about how almost every single original member of Marvel's Avengers
survived the fantasy?
Yeah, and now all of their contracts are ending pretty much at the exact same time. This will be their last movie. For the most part. Most of them, anyways. Some of them will continue on, but almost all of them are done. Chris Hemsworth has been talking about how he'd be willing to, or he did, at least. And there were some announcements that he's actually retiring for a while, because he spent some time away from his family, and now he wants to get back into family stuff. But it's kind of a wishy-washy thing, because there's like a whole bunch of these rumors, and there's other rumors, so... We're just kind of waiting.
Evans,
we're just waiting patiently.
Because he's wanting to become, you know, do directing.
Yeah, he's wanting to go into the background stuff more.
And, you know, and as far as, like, Captain America character goes, it, you know, Bucky even took over the role in the comics.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of characters took over the role in the comics.
We want Bucky.
Okay, I'm just saying, there's
we
other...
We want Bucky, not Captain Falcon.
I'm just saying there are other
options. We don't want Falcon.
I don't want Falcon either, but I'm saying there are other options and they could happen. Don't get your hopes up. Damn.
There we go. I just wanted to say that.
Yeah, well, you could have let me finish my sentence. Anyways.
I got it.
Yeah.
We want Bucky! Captain
and
Bucky.
Then Robert Downey Jr., he's wanted to take some time to delve into the shadows and work behind the scenes more as well. Jeremy Renner.
I think he's also doing a third Sherlock Holmes movie.
Ooh. I heard about that.
Finally! He's been interesting. That typewriter's been there for a while.
Yeah.
The end.
Jeremy Renner has said before that he doesn't want to be in tights in his 40s. So he's done with superhero movies too, it sounds like. Spawn. He's done playing with superheroes, I guess. Whatever.
Oh, well.
Whatever, man.
Yeah, and... It's going to be nice to see the Black Widow movie, which has now been confirmed that it will not be getting an R rating.
Well, damn. Which, I was very excited to see her in some tight stuff. Oh, wait. That's her already, outfit. Never mind.
I'm not sure how they're going to tell this story without an R rating, though, because there was a lot of messed up stuff in her background.
Yeah.
And, like, they're just...
Is it going to be an origin type movie for her?
Yeah, it's going to be an origin.
Or, you know, there's going to just be a solo adventure when she's not avenging.
Mm-hmm. Maybe a little bit of both.
Should show some of her and Hawkeye's backstory.
Whoa.
I want to see Budapest. Damn it.
They've been talking about Budapest.
I wonder what actually happened in Budapest. God.
Well, my theory is that's where they met. their first interaction, but not as teammates.
Yeah.
As different as spies. You
know, rivals.
Yeah.
I just want to see Boobush. I want to know what happened that.
Well, this might happen.
She wouldn't remember it like that.
I mean, it might happen if this is her origin story.
Anyway,
Hawkeye is in her well, not in origin, but you know.
Yeah,
in her life.
They have a history.
You know, we're talking about Marvel character origin movies. Can we dwell off a little bit before bad things start to be brought up?
Like what?
You know what.
Like what?
Not saying it.
Like a mutant thing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, what the hell's up with that New Mutants movie?
Oh, New Mutants?
Horror movie? It's a horror movie.
It's not supposed to be based on the X-Men characters?
I think it is.
It is. It's.
I think it's them before they go into the mention.
Because. Okay, it's a horror film based on the Marvel
Magic
characters.
Wolf's
what the
other
hell?
Characters.
Really?
They're trying something new.
I mean, it looks...
They're trying to make a turd before it's even, you know, put out. What the hell?
I like the video. It was a cool...
They're pulling the particles together for the turd, all right?
They're making sure all the toilets are lined.
I mean, it's Marvel.
Shit.
So I'm going to give it a chance.
They're making pre-poop, except it's coming from Fox.
Which is owned by Disney now.
But the movie was being made.
Fox. So it might...
Like Dark Phoenix is still going to be considered a Fox X-Men.
All right, so I don't
after that...
Yeah, after that...
Yes. All right, so my hopes are lowered again. Thanks for that.
You're welcome.
Well, then there's... I saw that there's another project for Shadow Bane? That chick with the dinosaur. Forgot her name. It's a mutant.
Shadow Cat?
Probably, maybe?
That's Kitty Pryde.
Yeah, yeah. Oh! I didn't know her name was Shadow Cat.
That's of her code names that she said.
I never heard that in X-Men, so all I heard was her name.
I have heard some rumors about something going on with Kitty Pryde.
But I saw that it's Shadow Cat. It's supposed to be making a movie. They're doing a secret project on this.
Yeah, it could be interesting.
Can I help you? You want to be part of the podcast? Apparently, Huckster's dog wants to be part of the podcast.
No, he wants your food.
Yes, he does. I know. Anyways.
He's the guest caster for this week.
He wants some of the crispity, crunchy pizza rolls.
Yum.
Do they stay crunchy even in milk?
You can crunch till the last bite.
That's terrible.
Good to the last crunch.
Good to the last crunch.
We can talk about some of Marvel's failed projects.
But there's so many.
I know there is.
Like the original three Spider-Mans.
Well,
damn you, Sam.
Not the original three. The first two were fine. The third one was horrible.
Yeah, the third one.
And that wasn't even his fault. I will defend. I don't even like Sam Raimi's Spider-Man, but. I will defend his third one because that wasn't even his fault.
It was someone.
Sony demanded
Venom.
That he put Venom in the movie.
Yeah.
And the person who was.
He already thought that it was too compact.
And he didn't know the character very well.
And they wanted him to have at least three villains in it. So he was going to choose someone else because he didn't want to do Venom because he didn't know anything about the character.
Oh, yeah.
And they refused to let him.
Well, you know, even from the
I liked the first one and the second one, but
the third.
I never really cared for Tobey Maguire as Peter Parker Spider-Man. I did not like the Amazing Spider-Man. I actually liked Andrew Garfield.
Oh yeah,
I liked him in the
as Peter.
I liked him in the first one because he had that right mixture. He had the nerdy aspects of Peter Parker down, and he had the cockiness of Spider-Man down. But then the second Amazing Spider-Man is just like the cockiness took him over. And that's never something that has really been Peter in the comics. Like, he's always been. I mean, yeah, he's had his moments, But for the most part, he's always understood that he was a shy, nerdy kid before he got those powers, and unless he wants to get caught, he can't.
He better still be.
Yeah.
But, you know, Tom Holland, I think, is fucking nailing it.
Oh, yeah, Tom Holland's doing absolutely amazing as Peter Parker.
It kind of seems like he's lived in the freaking Spider-Man comics, man.
I remember I went to go see Captain America Civil War with my mom. And she's not a comic book nerd. She doesn't get it. And we were sitting there, and it was like, it's that scene where he's carrying the, DVD player, whatever he's carrying, back home. And it shows his shirt, and I'm like, Tell me that's who it is. You said, come on. And then it shows his face. I'm like, yes!
There's Spider-Man!
I vocally,
screamed.
Well, I was going to say.
I wouldn't say you screamed. Okay.
Yeah, okay, sure. Okay. We'll go through. Sorry, cat got stuck in a box. Anyways, but yeah, no, I was very vocal about my happiness with seeing Peter Parker in the with MCU.
Everyone.
Yeah, well, you know, when they're having the showdown at the airport.
Tony's
all,
under ruse!
whip.
Although I gotta say,
they did.
Somewhat disappointed with the route of Civil War. Not. It's just the comic book story was so intense and had so much in it. I get that you can't bring everything into that because that's a whole lot.
Some of the characters licensed out to other movie studios,
but
that they didn't get an agreement with.
One of the most
for Spidey.
Yeah.
One of the most important scenes in the original comics was Peter Parker revealing his identity. And obviously he can't reveal his identity because he's in the movie because he's still new and yada yada. But it was after he did that he switched back to Cap's side because he realized that...
Tony.
That,
the quote-unquote good guys were not as...
That they weren't doing...
As they were claiming to be.
And also that it was too much of a risk. You know, that's where we got the whole thing where Aunt May died and he...
Yeah,
and they retconned Mary Jane.
All his enemies realized who he was. He was like, oh, hey, you know, this some bitch got family. Let's go after his family.
You know what I want to point out?
Watch out. She's under you.
That's fine. You know what I want to point out is a lot of superheroes have this thing where it's like, I must keep my identity a secret, even from those closest to me.
And then there's
Iron Man. No, no, no. If you're going to tell anybody.
I am Iron Man.
You know what? I am.
It's okay. Whatever.
That's what they're going to do. I got a big metal suit. What are they gonna do? Are they gonna blow up my big mansion? Oh!
You know what's even better about that whole scene where he says, I am Iron Man? It was technically improvised. It wasn't actually supposed to be in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
They were gonna save it for something or something, and then, like, he was sitting there in an interview, he was like, I am Iron Man. He's like, alright, we're going with it.
Alright, reshoot! I am Iron
Earlier, how you were talking about, you know, not changing the race or gender. You were talking race or gender of established characters.
Yeah.
I'm okay with Nick Fury being Samuel Jackson.
Yeah.
Because
they went on in the comics first.
Where
Morales
came from. Came from the ultimate subline of Marvel Comics.
Mm-hmm.
Where they started all over with a lot of the characters, you know, wiped away the history. They were brand new people, brand new characters. In Origins and for the Ultimates,
it's the New 52.
That universe is
that's DC. What am I talking about?
That universe is Avengers. The leader of S.H.I.E.L.D. there, Nick Fury. The artist based him on. Got permission to base Fury's likeness on Sam Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And so then they decided they were gonna. Cast Nick Fury, they like, what the hell? Go ahead, you know, see if offer to Sam, see if he'll take it. He's like, oh hell yeah, motherfucker.
Say one again.
Speaking of Samuel L. Jackson and how we were talking about Star Wars earlier, he has been gunning to bring Mace Windu back.
Oh yeah.
Which honestly I'm all for, because Mace Windu was probably one of the few redeeming factors of the prequels. I actually enjoy it.
I would not object to seeing like you know, a stamp, you know, a you know, one of the anthology type,
yeah.
You know, Mace like Windu, Solo, and, yeah. Star Wars story kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like Windu.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, Windu.
And so would I, because I would like to see, see them blow more.
On the board.
On the board.
On the shotgun blast to the face side of the board, please.
I didn't know that was there, too.
I wanted to look this up before I said it, but I would love to see it too, just because I want to see them go more into the vape head, you know, which is where he's kind of like, it's a state of mind, a path that leads through the penumbra of the dark side.
You know, basically it walks the line between the light and the dark.
And,
it's as close as the light, it's as Mace close Windu, as a Jedi can get fighting, you know, takes him dangerously close to the dark side.
And Mace Windu is considered one of the most powerful vape head users.
His back slice.
Mm-hmm. One sec. But yeah, no. And, so I would like to see him go more into that just because it's an interesting part of the.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he didn't survive the prequels.
No, probably not.
Yeah, I think he survived that push out that window.
Yeah, but did he survive the sudden stop at the end of that fall?
We know Jedi's can fucking.
Okay, but again, one,
he
lost his hand. Two, he was shocked with force lightning.
So Anakin was burned alive,
right? And he wasn't fully restored to his complete self.
So Windu doesn't have to be either. He can have like robotic legs. Just like, come on.
Like Darth Maul?
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, I still call into question how they could story logistically whatever Darth Maul surviving getting cleft in twain.
Well, the laser, the lightsaber, cauterized it while it was chopping.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, but still. How's the man gonna poop? How's he gonna pee-pee?
There's bads for those.
That's, you know, just...
Those
you know,
are bads for those.
Or his, you know...
He's alien. They have different...
You say is his plumbing up in the upper... in the torso?
He pees you know, like that.
You know, lift his left arm to poop, right arm to pee?
Yeah, Sure.
You know, so
is that what those horns are really for?
Yeah!
Oh, yeah. You know, sometimes you're in a conversation and you kind of want to sit there and contemplate, how did I get here?
You invited us.
We're talking about how Mace Windu...
You invited me on, sir.
Are we going to talk about the birds and the bees now?
No.
That was going on?
No, God, no.
The Star Wars edition.
Yeah. Anyways.
I love you. I know. Matt, that's what my wife's wedding mine and I are, you know, our wedding rings say.
I would do that, but I think my wife would not get it.
Funny story.
I love you, and I'll be like, I know, I'm pretty sure I'll get hit.
Well, you could always do, you know, from Family Guy, something, 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 Dark Side. I love you. Fuck off. A funny story, you know, with regards to my wife and I's wedding rings. When I ordered them, both of us, you know, were under the impression that the men's ring was going to say, I know, and the woman's ring was going to say, I love you. We got them, it was the other way around. So I've got the
I love you,
she's got the I know. Which,
I can
was
see.
Reversed in Return of the Jedi. Because then he tells, you know, just before, you know, after she gets shot, just before she shoots the stormtrooper, he says, oh, I love you. She's like, I know.
I know.
Yeah.
Bling, bling.
That's all.
So, speaking of Star Wars, I want to point out something that I didn't realize almost immediately. So far, Ben Solo still hasn't killed either of his parents.
Mm-mm.
Because technically, if you pay attention to the...
When Force Awakens, we don't see who actually activates that lightsaber.
And based on where the button is and how it's being held, it looks like it was Han that did it.
It could have been Han, yes.
And it almost seemed like... Ben told him that, asked him to help him, and Han knew that no matter what, he was going to die at that moment. And he could either
kill himself
and stop Ben from fully going to the dark side, or let Ben kill him, and let Ben get enveloped in the dark side.
It could also be the reason why he's still so conflicted.
Yeah, well, by the time...
Han also knows if Ben doesn't do it, Ben's dead. They're going to kill Ben if he doesn't truly go over to the dark side.
And you know what pisses me off is, what's his...
Ben.
No. J.J. Abrams had once said in an interview that he had heard the theory on Han Solo doing it, but he wasn't going to make a comment on it. So, he's like confirming or denying whether or not that's what's going on, and it just pisses everybody off. It's like, dude!
You see that one, I can't remember where it was, but, you know, there's a picture of George Lucas sometime before the Disney buyout, wearing a shirt after he did, you know, set in special editions, he, you know, had him alter it so that George Lucas,
again,
wearing the Han Shot shirt after he's the one that, you know, made the special editions to wear Greedo shot first. Because, and his whole reasoning behind having Greedo shoot first is because he didn't want Han to come across as a cold-blooded killer. No, that's what endured.
Mm-hmm.
You know, part of you know, Han's arc was going from this, you know,
essentially a heartless, psychopath.
Cold-hearted, whatever smuggler, to becoming, you know, a member of the Alliance and pals with Luke and Leia, and eventually falling in love with Leia, and eventually spawning, you know, Ben's, you know, Solo Skywalker, Organa,
and
Lacius.
And can I point out just how dumb of a name Ben Solo is? Especially since it should have no reason to be there. Like, I get that the reason was probably like, Obi-Wan Kenobi, he was known as Ben Kenobi. I get that as a reference to that and stuff, but that doesn't really do much about Ben Kenobi.
Yeah. I mean, in the
Han Solo
novels that before Disney wiped, you know, the expanded universe before the Disney buyout, Luke and Mara named their son Ben after Kenobi.
Which makes sense. But then it's like,
you know, and in that same, you know, expanded universe, the three kids that Leia and Han had, and, you know, the twins, Jason and Jaina, and then they had a younger one that they named Anakin.
Which, again, all those,
it was
all
awesome,
those make sense.
Spoiler alert, Anakin was the first one of the Solo kids to die.
Oh my.
Second spoiler alert, Jason went to the dark side.
Yeah.
And, spoiler alert, was killed by his sister, Jaina.
Oh. Harsh.
Yeah, well, you know, he did kill his Aunt Mara.
And that's actually a whole lot of...
Mm-hmm.
That's actually a whole lot of the reason why everyone's so convinced that Rey is a Solo.
Which, I don't think Rey's a Solo at all.
No. No, but I'm talking about the people that are convinced that Rey is a Solo.
She's a Kenobi.
No, I don't think... Technically, she's... nobody that we know. Her parents are just some unknown, nameless people, and that's based on what's been told by the people who introduced her and all that, blah, blah, blah. But,
yeah, I guess Ryan Johnson, he went that way on purpose, basically ignoring a lot of stuff. In fact, did you know that Last Jedi is also the first out of all of the Star Wars movies to not have Wilhelm Scream in it?
Really?
It is the very first one that didn't have it.
Hmm. Damn.
Because, you know, his whole thing with Last Jedi was severing all ties to the past, including, you know, Easter eggs or something, you know, because, you know, 1138 appears in some form or another in all of the other movies. In fact, in episode one, it happens to be on the back of the battle droid that's got its back to us when the control ship goes down and they all shut down on Naboo, surrounding the Gungans.
You sure you stopped that
right? Did they really not have... is that it there?
What are you looking for?
The A113.
It's 1138. Is the number. It's 1138.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I know that...
It's a nod to Lucas's, I think, first film, THX-1138.
Huh.
Prisoner transfer from Sublock 1138.
Huh.
Okay.
See, and then right there on the back of, on the backpack of that battle droid.
Yeah.
Hmm.
All
right.
Well, the reason why I said it was A113 was just because, you know, the whole Pixar... there's a whole lot of other things, not just Pixar. It's the Marvel stuff, too, but... Huh.
Like, I don't know, search, Google search, you know, Star Wars 1138 references.
1138.
References. First one.
Looks like we got about 10 minutes left on the podcast.
Good after that.
Well, this is interesting, huh?
So let's see, it's, in the original trilogy, Prisoner Transfer 1138, The Empire Strikes Back, it was shortly before the onset of Battle of Hoth, and after discovering a signal from one of the probe's droids, General Rakan, I can never say that name right.
Rakan. Whatever.
Issues the order to send Rogues 10 and 11 to Station 3-8. The reference in Return of the Jedi is much harder to spot. It was long debated to be absent until 2007, when Collectibles released the one
Princess Leia in Boosh disguise.
Yeah.
Had the numbers 1138 painted on the side of her helmet.
Yep.
And he revealed, they revealed photos
of
the helmet used during filming, and it, in fact, did have the 1138 painted on the side.
And then in the prequels, 1138 is the designation of one of the battle droids fighting at the grassy plains during the Battle of Naboo.
It's like you're reading it.
It is. I am reading it. I'm not telling you where. But a more obscure example is in the Young Jedi collectibles card game, where one of the Vulture droids accommodating the Radiant
7
is named DFS-1138.
Attack of the Clones,
alright. It's have red LED lights in the back of their helmets that read 1138 in Attack of the Clones. Jedi in Revenge of the Sith, Jedi Master Ki-Adi Mundi. I'm not even gonna try and pronounce it.
Ki-Adi
Mundi.
Mundi.
I'm not gonna try and pronounce any of the names on here right now. Ki-Adi. Order 66 has the numerical designation CC-1138. In the Clone Wars episodes, cadets, in order to put Domino Squad to the test, Commander Cole gives the order to run the Citadel Challenge in version THX variable 1138.
Okay.
And then in the video games. Yeah. But so far, nothing for the
latest trilogy. Yeah, but the date on that one is, this article is 2015.
Another one.
I don't know, yeah, it was in 2015. It was the first one to pop up. You know,
Wikipedia.
Yay.
Let's see, we did all these.
Jeez.
Yeah, no, it seems like the last time.
Looks like we got 6 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, they haven't popped up at all in the latest trilogy, it looks like. I don't see anything in
it. It didn't look like all of that was in order anyways. You can see because they got Clone Wars stuff before they even...
Alright, well...
Man.
Yeah, no, it doesn't look like it's on here. Anyways, since we're running out of time now, might as well wrap things up. I do want to thank Mattman for coming back.
Hey, thanks for having me, and... You know, if you guys want me to come back again, let me know.
Most certainly.
I mean, this is probably...
I mean, granted, now that you have a Facebook page, your audience can say, you know, get that old fucker off there. He's an asshole. It's like, no, I am not an asshole. I am a dickhead.
Thank you for mentioning Facebook. I want to bring up the fact that we now have an actual Facebook page.
What?
Yeah.
You want to look this up? It's Virtual Leftovers.
There's nothing on there right now.
There's
a post on there.
And,
I liked it.
I'll be uploading...
Batman liked it.
I'll be uploading every podcast we do on there, as well as Twitter, know that whenever I do get those set up as well. Mm. Haven't gotten that far yet, but we'll see. I know Anchor's trying to tell me that, but I've only got a little bit of time left. Anyways, I do want to mention that we are going to be getting mics soon.
Hopefully.
So.
Whenever.
If the second. Weather. Huh? The second.
The second.
So, yeah. Hopefully by next week we'll have them set up. I don't know. It's going to take me a little bit to figure out, but we'll see. But anyways, with that being said, this has been another installment of Virtual Leftovers Podcast. Thank you all for listening.
If you are.
You haven't clicked off by now?
Yeah. A little bit worried that some of you guys just are going to stop caring.
Hey, maybe something else that, you know, people can do when they go to the Facebook page. They can say, hey, why don't you guys, you know, talk about this?
Give us some topic suggestions so that we can, you know, plan ahead and
not be
have something to talk about. Because
we will research and we will expand your knowledge. Maybe.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about our ass because we're too lazy to do any research. Anyway,
with that being said,
that's more fun.
But yeah, no. With that being
talking out my ass. Oh, sorry. Stab you.
With that being said, I just want to thank you all again for listening. If you are. But other than that, good night, and we'll see you in a week.